As we grow older, some of us take on fewer challenges. But Roger McDougall has gone about things a bit differently. Roger was in his early 60s when he started winging it in a big way. This is his Life in 500 Words.
My life changed in my early 60s. I got divorced, I retired, and I met Carol. I also acquired a love of bicycle touring. My first trip, age 62, was across Australia. I left in March 2007, hiding my anxiety about the vast distances, the risks of being alone in remote places, and the dangers inherent in cycling itself. Arriving on the Hay Plains at sunrise, alone, with not a car or person in sight, was the turning point. I camped three times in the Nullarbor, alongside the road in the bushes, hidden from view. The constant thunder of trucks and the high-pitched humming of car tyres as they sped along the road lulled me to sleep. The Great Australian Bight, viewed from the clifftops in the Nullarbor, will live with me forever, as will the strange anticlimax I experienced in arriving later in Fremantle, looking out over the Indian Ocean. In 2012, I cycled across the northern states of the USA, leaving from Washington. A compelling reason for this trip was an attempt to achieve some closure and recovery from the death of my daughter, Cindy, some 12 months earlier. It was to be a good opportunity for me to be alone and reflect on her life and come to terms with my many regrets. I realised then that there's no recovery from the death of a child, no closure. It's easy to become consumed by the enormity of it all, and I was. Any feelings of happiness I had along the way were always tempered by thoughts of Cindy. I felt guilty for being happy. I can only describe my emotions in arriving at Washington Pass in the Cascade Mountains as exhilaration. It's difficult to put into words the happiness I felt in this beautiful place. Even when you cannot see the waterfalls cascading directly onto the road, you could hear water everywhere. Arriving at the peak after 11 hours and 5,000 feet of constant climbing was another moment of happiness. These moments are fleeting, and as fleeting as they are, they remain permanently fixed in my memory. My final trip was this year in 2019. This after 35,000 kilometres and six cross-continent trips. Age has finally caught up with me. What were once hills are now mountains. I look back on my trips with happiness. Of all the things I've achieved in my life, my 12-year cycling career stands above all others. None of this would have been possible without the love and support of Carol.
Roger McDougall, whose days of pedalling around the globe may have to come to an end, but what wonderful memories of happiness and pride too. If you have a story about taking a risk and winging it, we would love to hear it. Just record it into your mobile phone and email it to us at Life Matters with Life in 500 Words in the subject line. You'll find all the instructions on our webpage. Just look for the little tile on the right. You're listening to RN.